is, Cadence. Wonderful stuff.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, sorry, that's a second ending to it.
It did. It did. Yeah. The crowd started clapping.
And... yeah, you expect that.
If you just tuned in during the music, that was a live performance from exactly 4 years ago today in Chenery Auditorium by the Kalamazoo Concert Band. The piece is called Persis by James Jose, and my guest here is the conductor of the Kalamazoo Concert Band, Dr. Tom Evans, who is... very much looking forward to making music again when possible. Maybe the next few months will tell.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, you and I have had a great time going over
it's been fun.
Performances, and I'm sure we'll be back again next
month. I hope to. Yeah, I have some more we can do.
But we promised that listeners that they would hear your wonderful guest artists for this concert.
Yeah, absolutely. Carolyn Keeble is a legend in this town, and actually throughout the world. She's performed literally throughout the world. And Igor Huet is the oud player who we already described the instrument that he'll be playing. It's like a lute, cross between a lute and a guitar. And they opened, I think the Kalamazoo Concert Band might back this track up in a very subtle way, but it really features Carolyn and Igor and in a traditional Arabic piece.
Let's listen to this traditional piece called Zikrayat with Carolyn Keeple and Igor Huet on February 25th, 2017. Thank you. The two wonderful guest artists on February 25th, 2017 with the Kalamazoo Concert Band in a program called Arabian Nights. We heard Igor Hewitt and Carolyn Keeble together with a set of traditional tunes. And my goodness, that the talent there.
Oh my goodness, isn't it something? It's just, and it's, even though it's a very busy piece of music, it has a real meditative quality to it.
Absolutely. Wanted to point out that Igor Hewitt is a Michigan resident who hails from Brazil and Lebanon and has degrees from Michigan State University in saxophone performance and ethnomusicology. An amazing talent. And of course, Carolyn was born in Michigan and acquired her skills in hand drumming partly at Western Michigan University.
Yes.
And well beyond. She's gone all over the world.
Yes.
To develop these skills, and now she passes them on in many ways. You're listening to Classical WMUK here. I'm with Dr. Tom Evans, the director of the Kalamazoo Concert Band. We're having a Kalamazoo Concert Band flashback. About 12 minutes left in our hour together, Tom.
Okay.
So it's time to hear Arabian Dances by Brian Balmages. Back to showcasing the band.
Oh, yeah. It's a fabulous piece. And typically in Arabic cultures is the musicians and the dancers really are symbiotic. They work off of each other. And at moments they can both improvise and they can inspire each other through their improvisations. So speaking of improvisations, I thought this would be, there's a wonderful percussion break in the middle of this piece we're going to listen to next. And I asked Carolyn if she would sit in with the percussion section, the KCB percussion section. She was happy to do that. But her piece is totally improvised, and you can definitely hear when she comes in. There's a really long extended percussion section break, and you can hear her sitting on top of the whole band. You can hear how she really unifies the percussion section and drives the percussion section, and she's doing it all in an improvisational way. She has no parts whatsoever, she's just naturally talented.
In the moment,
and she said just relies on her musical intuition, and she just absolutely nails it. And it's a real exciting piece. Anyway, so like I said, there's a real symbiotic relationship between the dancers and the musicians when you observe these sort of things. It's and like I said, one can lead the other, and there's improvisation is involved as well.
It's called Arabian Dances.
Yes.
By Brian Balmages. And, you know, I'm starting to get a sense of who your favorite composers and arrangers are. I've seen his name before.
Yes, you have. Yeah, I like his stuff. Yeah, it works really well for us.
Let's listen to Arabian Dances. We are still enjoying this concert from February 25th, 2017 at Chenery Auditorium. Here's the Kalamazoo Concert Band. Thank you. once again, the Kalamazoo Concert Band, live in Chenery Auditorium 4 years ago today, exactly, with a program called Arabian Nights, and that was Brian Balmage's Arabian Dances. The Kalamazoo Concert Band, joined by special guest artist Carolyn Keeble. You could hear her above all the percussion in the big extended solo section.
Yeah, wonderful. Isn't it delightful?
Are you feeling wistful or just proud of listening to the accomplishments of your
both.
Band?
Both, but mostly proud. You know, I shout out to the KCB. I miss you guys, man. I can't wait to get back in the saddle. So, wistful, because I miss everything. But, man, I listen to this, and to know that we're a community ensemble, you know, largely made up of people without a music degree, just playing for the sheer love of music and be able to make music the way they do. Oh, it's an endless source of pride.
I have to say that it's probably one of the best values in town. Attending the Kalamazoo Concert Band concerts is free to everyone. And I think your programming goes well above and beyond what you might think a concert band would do.
I like to think so. Yeah, I like to change it up. Every concert's different. I don't do the same old, same old. Some people think like they said, we should resurrect this and do this concert again. And it's like, I don't want to do the same old, same old. I want to keep moving forward. You know, I don't know.
Well, some of your artists are so great, you could bring them back again.
In a different setting.
Thank you for sharing this with us today, including the wonderful track with Igor Huet and Carolyn Keeble, and of course the band itself shining brightly 4 years ago today. We hope we'll see that happen again in 2021.
I'm hopeful.
Very, very likely to do. 1 minute left in this hour, Tom, so I'm going to quickly start Longa Farafasa.
Okay, yeah, this features our guest artist.
Brings everyone together for a few minutes here on Classical WMUK. Thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you.